Power on.
Ask Drone You.
Hello, everybody. This is Rob.
And I'm Paul, and you're listening to another episode of Ask Drone You.
Welcome to episode number 69. We are so glad, as always, that you are with us. Thank you for that, Paul.
Hey, well, this is a great podcast.
It is a great podcast.
Not just because of the number, but because of the content as well, Rob.
I'm going to say primarily because of the content, Paul.
Well, we may run into trouble if we say it was for any other reason.
Yes, I think we better keep that on the straight and narrow.
You can cough if there's a gun to your
head. Easier for me than it is for you, the whole straight and narrow thing.
Well, it just,
you know. Let's be honest.
You know, I just got to say this. It's fun to be fun. And you definitely have to have a line.
That's fair.
But there, I don't want to be, nor I don't think a lot of people want to be like the maverick mentality, like the I know everything drone pilot guy.
No, that's boring.
No, it is boring and it's standoffish and no one likes to hang out with that type of person.
No,
so
that's true.
It's always fun to have fun with what you're doing because if you don't enjoy what you're doing, then why are you doing
it? What is it your dad says?
If you love what you do for work, you never work a day in your life.
That is so true. You know who really was talking about that was this weekend. Vic was saying he's been a photographer for 25 years, and he says he's never worked a day in his life.
It's true. I mean, look how happy he is, too.
Oh, my gosh. Happy.
He was, like, happy as a clam.
Yeah.
Happiest guy there.
Cracking jokes. Some good sarcasm.
Oh, I love the sarcasm. I think they should make a sarcasm emoji just for him.
Yeah?
Yes.
How about a sarcasm competition?
What would a sarcasm emoji look like?
Oh, man. I don't know. We're on the radio, though, so I'm not sure. Not the radio, but the podcast. So you want me to draw it?
A mental image. I want you to draw a mental image.
I don't know.
All right. Me neither.
I got nothing for that.
So what do we have for today?
Well, Paul, we've got a couple of things. So it's not a specific question from a listener, although we've got some of those lined up, but we really thought we should address this today. Coming out of the weekend, we did a training in Denver, which is so much fun. So appreciate all the guys that were out there. No gals this time, but we hope in the future.
We do hope, but I have to say that was one just invigorating experience. I mean, having the obstacle course and changing the course all the time and seeing those guys push themselves and really transform. You know, we talk about the transformation, but when you see the transformation from I fly drones to I can fly through a 20-foot tunnel and then out of a window to a door, I mean, that's a sweet, real transformation of confidence right there.
Yeah, I mean, we saw some of them just kind of inching up to the obstacle and inching their way through at the beginning of the day to the end of the day going for it. And I was impressed with just about everybody's willingness to go for it. We had a few crashes. We lost a few props.
We did. We did lose a few props. But, you know, that's just part of the learning experience.
Yeah.
So I think everyone felt better when I dumped mine. And then I put the wrong prop on there without realizing it. Because, I mean, trying to train seven people at once is difficult for me.
Yeah.
And I put a 9443 prop on instead of a 9450. And I was trying to do a big reverse thrust and just didn't have enough power.
We looked over and thought, who the heck was flying that thing? And I think everybody kind of got real quiet.
They didn't
know what to say.
But then when I changed it and flew right back up, everyone was like relieved, like, oh, wow, they do know what they're doing.
World order has been
restored. It's so funny, though, because it just is one of those other proof in the pudding examples that if you are not paying 100% attention all the time or 100% of the time, you're going to have a problem.
Absolutely. And you're right. I mean, there was a lot going on. A lot of different skill levels were there. And you're kind of focused on how do I help the beginner? How do I help the more advanced? And in the middle of all that, changing your own props.
Yeah. But it was really, really cool even see those 3D robotics drones go through.
Yeah.
The X8 that flew through the obstacle course. Awesome.
Mad props for Doug for even trying that.
Yeah, seriously.
That was very, very cool. So anyways, in some of the social media coming out of that, we've had some interesting responses to the day, to the concept even.
Well, I would say it was 99% positive.
Oh, absolutely.
And then there was a guy who was not there who posted a question on our Instagram
feed. And you know what? I think it's a fair question. On the one, well, the first part of the question, well, let's just throw it out there. I don't want to be negative.
Why don't I just read what he said? So we posted a photo of inside of the classroom. And as of right now, if you're on Instagram, check us out, thedroneu.com. It's not a .com. I'm so used to saying
that. That is our website, jeez, though.
Yeah, that's our website. Instagram is at thedroneu. We posted a photo of the classroom, and he commented... Here, I'll read it for you. Well, we said, let me just back up. We said drone education, question mark. We got that. Today was an amazing day to teach and hang out with some dronies. What a great group of guys to fly with. You want to learn to become a pilot? Join us in the community of professional UAV pilots. Remember, we don't sell classes. Rather, entrance into a community of people in all of our classes. Education should be affordable. Hashtag drone school. Hashtag Denver. And he wrote... You want to read it?
I want to read that. Why are people calling them drones instead of RC quadcopters? Professional UAV pilot, question mark? For a hobby-level RC quadcopter with a hobby-level action camera attached, question mark? Bit of a stretch in semantics, eh? Question mark. And then he says, do graduates receive FAA-recognized commercial licenses to operate these RCs for hire, question mark? And I think in that last question, sort of implying, why would anybody do this? Why would anybody pay money to go do this?
It's definitely the underlying statement. Yeah. And I replied within 1 minute. And I said, hey, Pablo, the media started the drone craze. The only way to change the perception of people is to use the word in positive implications. They're not hobby-level cameras or gear. They're not semantics, and we're changing a negative connotation into a positive one. And no, no one can grant FAA-recognized commercial licenses because they don't exist. But what we would love to take you through are... we would love to take you through our legalities course so you can learn about why commercial droning is legal. And then I continued on with, when a student receives a certificate from us, they instantly save money on their insurance. Some have saved as much as $1,400, but the amount of money they have saved by lowering their learning curve and not having catastrophic losses, priceless.
It's priceless. Absolutely. And so the question about calling it a drone instead of a UAV, et cetera, et cetera, we've been hearing that actually over the last few months.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is, that's what they're becoming
too late.
Known as.
Yeah,
and it's okay.
But the cool thing is, last year in 2013, you saw all the scare stories like drones are going to hit planes, they're going to do this, they're flying in restricted airspace, they're landing on the White House, blah 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 blah. But this year, you're seeing a lot more positive stories.
True.
You're seeing a lot more, and even on like the Drudge Report, and this is, I don't read the Drudge Report, but one of the guys here in the office does, and he's talked about how even the tone and the attitude of the articles about drones on the Drudge Report has changed, talking about life-changing advantages, economic advantages, even how they will change the way and the way that we grow our food. And also consume our food in a more healthy manner.
The way we conserve natural resources,
mm-hmm.
doing many positive things in that world.
Yeah, and even energy efficiency. Like, there are so many things. In fact, we have, 245 commercial applications that are positive?
Yeah, absolutely, at least.
Well, there is good news for those guys who are listening to this podcast and wondering, well, how did he respond? Because he kind of sounded a little... mean.
No, I think he was actually pretty cool.
He was super cool. In his latest response, he said, ah, okay, cool. Here, you want to read it?
Yeah, that's kind of my role.
That is
right?
Your role. I'm sorry, I'm stealing the role here. I'm not trying to steal the role.
You know,
I always do this.
You know how I feel about spotlight. I'm not okay with it. That's okay.
He loves the spotlight.
Uh-huh, right. So he says, ah, I'll draw on you. Okay, that's cool. Positive implications is good. Yes, the media has completely skewed the benefits of this improved technology on commercial use, search and rescue, ag, and scientific research. Media feeds off of negativity and sensationalism. Glad you're pushing a positive spin. And I hear you on the FAA, not even having regs yet. That's why I was wondering the benefits of paying for training if there wasn't even a cert the FAA recognized for commercial use. How can somebody refer to themselves as a pro UAV pilot without any FAA recognition? But lowering insurance costs makes sense, clears up the purpose for the coursework. I've been in the loop with FAA and medium altitude RPA use for years. TRACONs and ARTCC planning meetings, etc. Haven't ventured into quadcopter arena yet. Looking into it, though. So,
why would you get trained as a pro UAV pilot?
Why would you do that? We know insurance, that's one obvious reason, and we've actually seen tangible results.
Tangible evidence.
But beyond that, beyond that.
Beyond that, well, let me ask you guys this question, or let me ask you, Rob. Let's say the mortgage world had not come out yet, and people had to buy homes with cash. And you heard that in 6 months, there's this new government trade commission that's going to regulate loans for houses. So now people will be able to get a loan to buy a house. Would you wait to learn about that system on the day it came out? Or would you learn the ins and outs of loans and how this may look so that you're prepared on day one to start hit the ground running?
I'd start gathering as much information as I could, talking to people that were in the know, commenting when given the opportunity on how the proposed regs should be developed, et cetera, et cetera. No, absolutely, I'd be on top of it.
And see, and I think this is so much more important for dronies out there because, again, there are thousands of things that can go wrong and so many little nuances that you have to know in order to be a good pilot. And he even said, how can someone call themselves a pro UAV pilot with any FAA recognition? Well, Mr. Pablo, good news for us is that I've actually flown under FAA supervision a few times and multiple times. And as long what I have learned and my takeaway from that is even though there are not defined or definitive laws, there are essentially rules and guidelines that you should follow if you don't want to get in trouble with the FAA. Because we have learned and we've gone over this in our legalities course. And if you haven't heard that legalities course, I welcome you to listen to that webinar. Essentially, with the legalities course, we prove to people why the FAA won't come after you for commercial use. We give you case law, but we also show you a document that the FAA executive sent out to their inspectors saying you can only go after them if they do this. Mm-hmm. So there are rules and guidelines that you should follow, but also the rules and routines that we teach to our students are going to be necessary and implemented in the new NPRM 107, which is the proposed rules for commercial UAV use.
Yeah, and let's say you're in a race, the winner wins $1 million, and you're allowed, if you choose, to get a head start, to take a head start.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to take the head start?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
It's like a handicap.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that's part of what this is all about is don't wait.
It's funny, even that economic group out of Boulder that was talking about UAV growth and whatnot, she said, we see a 35% year-over-year increase in the number of operators once the rules come out. For 2 years. After that, we see a steep decline because there are so many people entering the market when essentially it's too late.
Right.
So if you want to do what you love, you gotta start. You gotta practice. That's the only way. That's the only way to really succeed. You know.
Yeah. And so, Paul, we know a lot of people that are getting started. They're already doing this for money.
Yeah.
And so and they're being
included.
Careful, Paul included, they're being careful, they're following the rules that are established, they're following good guidelines,
the community-based
practices, absolutely. Point is, if you're one of those guys that waits until the regulations come out, you're going to be so far behind the guys that have gotten a head start, it's going to be really difficult for you.
It really is. And you know, the other thing too, the other side of that coin is, this isn't an industry where you can make an error and then make up for it. Like, this isn't the sign industry where if you make a bad sign, okay, whatever, you make a new sign, you replace it. In this industry, if you cause a catastrophic accident or you cause catastrophic damage to someone's property while you're filming it or while you're taking care of business, you're not going to get reinsured for 3 to 5 years in the aviation industry, which means no commercial activity for you. So this is kind of a, you have a one-shot chance to do it right, and if you don't, you're out.
Yeah.
And it's the same reason why we have very few commercial airline pilots. It's difficult. You have to know a lot of information in order to fly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So whether you learn through our community, DroneU, or somewhere else, obviously we prefer that you become a part of our community. Get out there and start learning.
Well, you know,
practicing.
Absolutely. And I would recommend becoming a part of the community. Why? Because again, there are just so many nuances, hundreds of nuances, because not only do you have to know about imaging sensors, anywhere from GoPros to DSLRs, DSLMs, hyperspectral, multispectral, LiDAR, TIR, SWIR, LIR. There are so many camera sensors that you need to know about in order to be a successful pilot. But on the other side of that, you also have to know about UAV systems engineering. You have to know how to put them together, how to take them apart, because what happens if you're on set, Rob, and you have a problem with your drone, just like I did on the training, and you don't know what to do?
That's one of the things I learned this weekend, because folks, I'm not an operator, and I'm okay with that. But one of the things I learned is that you better be able to troubleshoot in the field, or on set, or wherever you are, because it's inevitable. It's a piece of machinery, and it's a tightly wound piece of machinery, a lot of moving parts, and things happen. So you better understand that piece of machinery and be able to fix it on the fly.
That's right. And we give you all the knowledge that you need. And if there's a piece of knowledge that we may not be able to help you out with directly, there's someone in the community who can.
Absolutely.
Like our loving, awesome guy, Peter, who has years of military UAV knowledge. He's a professional UAV engineer. And he's actually going to be teaching our build course here pretty soon.
You guys are not going to want to miss that.
I don't want to miss that. I want to be first in line.
Well, it's like every night is Christmas as Paul waits for this to come.
That is so true. And we still have to get more stuff for our drone so that we can do more commercial applications. And, you know, one of the things that we were even teaching this weekend is how many commercial applications can you do with your GoPro? Because it's actually astounding how much you can do.
It is. I think everybody in the class was quite excited about all the opportunity just with their Phantom and a GoPro.
Yeah, it's awesome. It really is awesome. So, guys, I hope that really explains the fact that what we want to do is turn a negative into a positive. We want to create a community and have been creating a community of safe-minded, responsible, professional pilots because we love this job. We are passionate about this job. We are not just out there to sell people classes.
No, we're fully invested in this industry.
Absolutely.
So anything that we can do to propagate positive movement forward, we're in.
Because with more and more people who are safe, professional, it means we're allowed to do more and more, you know?
Right.
What was the example we were talking about in the car where, like, just with any industry, you're going to have people who misuse or abuse a technology?
It's inevitable, sure.
It really is, and especially with drones. So that's why we want to make sure people save lives. They save themselves lots of time and lots of money by learning, but also are able to maintain the competitive advantage by doing it right the first time and practicing.
Absolutely. So join us for, we've got all kinds of different ways that people can get connected to Drone U. You want to tell them about that, Paul?
Yeah, there are so many ways. We're actually doing, well, you're going to hear this podcast tomorrow and I'm about to do a webinar today, but we've got a free webinar series we do every Monday. If you're interested in becoming a member and a part of the community, guess what? You can go through all of our classes in the membership community. So we're not going to sell you classes. Rather, just the entrance into the community where you can learn from the best and become one of the best. So I invite you to join our community.
Absolutely. And obviously, if you're listening to the podcast, you're aware of these. We'd love it if you would subscribe, and we'd love it if you would give us a rating on iTunes. That's very helpful for you to do that for us as well. So, and if you've got your own question, askdroneu.com. Love to hear from you. We love when people actually send in via their voice questions. We're getting more and more of those, and it's a lot of fun.
Definitely, guys. And I can't wait to hear more of your questions. Love them, love them, love them. But guys, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone U. Ask Drone U. Ask Drone U. Ask Drone U.